there is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
President Bush entered the White House in 2001 hoping he would be known in history books as the education president who raised public school standards with no child left behind. It now looks like his legacy will be no illegal alien left behind. The Senate recently passed a 700-page bill that announces a temporary guest worker plan. Those words are lies because the fine print describes how the so-called temporary workers who will be given new H-2C visas will convert to legal permanent status with green cards. After 5 years, they will get the right to become U.S. citizens. The plan will start by importing 200,000 new foreigners on H-2C visas in the first year. These H-2Cers can immediately bring in their family members on H-4 visas without any numeric limits and without a physical exam, and they will also get permanent legal residence and citizenship. The Heritage Foundation estimates that this bill would import 66 million foreigners over the next 20 years. After the temporary workers and their spouses become citizens, they can bring in their parents as permanent residents on the path to citizenship. Although the parents have never paid in to Social Security, they will be eligible for Supplemental Security Income, SSI, benefits. Estimates to the cost to the taxpayers of this gargantuan expansion of the welfare state are at least $50 billion a year. U.S. taxpayers will pay for entitlements to these tens of millions of low-income families, including Medicaid, Social Security, Supplemental Security Income, Earned Income Tax Credit, public schooling and lunches, the WIC program, food stamps, public housing, and temporary assistance to needy families. The end result would be a fourth of our population would be foreign-born, most of them non-English-speaking, high school dropouts.
For up-to-date information on why amnesty and guest worker plans are mistakes, and on how illegal immigration makes U.S. taxpayers pay heavy additional costs for schools, hospitals, Medicaid, prisons, and all social benefits, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for Immigration Facts, or visit our website, eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Then join us daily for more on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the sole purpose of a child's middle name is so he can tell when he's really in trouble. Gary Brownfield!
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. It's just about a week ago, maybe last Thursday or something, that we were talking about the Mexican elections. And I said, you know, they're coming up. It's going to be on Sunday, July the 2nd. July the 2nd. I said, I can't imagine them holding an election on Sunday. Was that right? And then we did a little more research, and yep, that was right. It's going to be July the 2nd, and I don't know very much about what's going on. I truly don't. And we didn't get a very much of an opportunity to hear it from the major news media because it wasn't blacked out. You could get a little bit of a piece here and a little bit of a piece there, but not much information on the national news media. We discussed it some last week. There is was really two main factors, and then the third party sort of deal. But I have with me today a gentleman who is pretty well up on what goes on down south of the border. Well, we don't say south of the border anymore because the border's just about gone. We are now part, or will be, part of a North American community. So our southern neighbors held an election on Sunday, and we still don't know who the winner is. Now, one is claiming victory. The other says no, he's not going to concede. And the one that got supposedly did not win, and it was very, very close. They both got 35% of the vote. One is 35.8, the other is 35.2. And the one who got to 35.2, who would be defeated if all this holds true, was mayor of Mexico City. So he's a pretty well-known individual, and he's getting ready to hold some rallies, the way I understand. And now Mexican authorities are saying, hey, there's going to be thousands of people come in here, and it's going to be a disaster. Anyhow, I have with me today Michael McCarthy. Michael, what do you think's taking place down there?
Well, I think they're going to be jockeying for a position. It's really it's the people who are on the agitation on the left, the party that got the 35 or 37%. They are they're socialists, and
the ones that are supposedly the winner was. See, I'm confused. Arbidor. Hey, I've lost him. Okay, anyway, this Arbidor was the, as I said, the Mexican, the mayor of Mexico City. And until we get Michael back, I'd have to almost change the subject because he is the authority on this thing, and I know very, very little about really what's happening here. And Jeff, when you get him back, you might ask him to speak just a little bit louder or else crank him up in here. I don't know what's the matter, but it didn't come through very loud and clear. Are we where? You got Michael back? Don't have Michael back. Anyhow, for whatever it's worth, it looks like our own government was involved in this thing. ChoicePoint is a company that... ChoicePoint is a database company. And they're out of Georgia. And ChoicePoint was hired by Jeb Bush to curb voter rolls, or to curb voters from the rolls. In other words, ChoicePoint was supposed to go out and pick out on the voter registration everybody that had died or didn't vote and this sort of thing. That's what ChoicePoint does. ChoicePoint, in the meantime, was down in Argentina at their election, and the Argentine government arrested ChoicePoint contractors because they stole some tapes, they said. They said they called it the theft of its citizen files was discovered. Argentina was about to arrest ChoicePoint contractors, but the company did return the tapes. They say Mexico's attorney general did, in fact, arrest the ChoicePoint data thieves to avoid his party looking too much like a stooge of its Washington patron. So apparently, apparently, we here in the United States are spending our tax money on part of this election, at least one way or the other. Now, Michael, are you back?
I am. I held the phone too tight.
You're coming
through. Miniature phones here.
Yeah, you're coming through a lot better now. Now,
oh,
go ahead. Bring us up to date on these. I think the third party is kind of unimportant, but the Arbidor, and then I can't even pronounce the other guy's name.
Calderon,
yes.
Obrador. Now, what's happening, the third party is still important because they're the old dictator. You know, they ran the country for like 70 years. And so they are in control of most of the state governments, and they control the bureaucracy and the army.
Really?
Yes. The old...
Well, I don't know what the deal is. Anyhow, this could have been a good show.
We just might have to cut a chogi here, Derry.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something. It sounded to me like, I don't know. It's that black helicopter with that little pink man up there flying around that doesn't want us to air this information. Well, I'm going to change the subject totally. And kind of an interesting fact here, and this will be just a quickie, and I'm doing it from the top of my head. But yesterday I got a call from, if that's a cell phone, tell him he's got to find a hard line one way or the other. And I hear music in the background. Save for the music. Okay, we'll take a break, then we'll be back. Hopefully we'll get a hold of Michael McCarthy. If not, we'll... got along without him before we met him. We can get along without him now. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
And we have returned. Now, we gave up on Michael. He's got a telephone problem there, and it's not worth the hassle. But, and like I said, he was kind of the expert on this thing. I know so little about what is going on down in Mexico. And you say, well, what difference does it make? Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's going to make a tremendous amount of difference as to who is the president in Mexico. Now, I've studied a little bit about this. As Michael was about to tell us, the third party, which got very few votes, has been the party that's been running that country all of these years. And it also is the, it also has control of the army. Then we have this one group, which is more or less liberal. The other is practically communistic. So it'll be interesting to see how this all turns out. But when we start talking here about the free trade of Americas, when we talk about this North American community, you begin to realize that there's a lot more here than meets the eye. And, in fact, let me just show you something. We talked about many times in the last few weeks this this super highway that's called the NAFTA Super Highway that's going to run all the way through Mexico, through the United States, and through Canada. It's going to tie all three countries together right up through the midsection. It will be Interstate 35, for those of you who know where 35 is. It runs right through the heart of Kansas City. And then they're going to have this hub. Kansas City will be the hub for this. Now, I have a little background on this to show you what's going on. But the development of this Kansas City Smart Port. Remember one day we had a lady call the station from Kansas City, and she had done gobs of research. She'd been to city council meetings, chamber of commerce meetings, and all about the Kansas City Smart Port and how it's going to be North America's Super Corridor Coalition. They're meeting there, and NASCO, N-A-S-C-O. NASCO is... Let me see what that is. Okay, that is. That's North America Super Corridor Coalition is what that stands for. Okay. NASCO is a nonprofit group dedicated to developing the world's first international, integrated, and secure multimodal transportation system along the international mid-continent trade and transportation corridor to improve both the trade competitiveness and the quality of life in North America. Now, did you get all that? Kind of remember it. When we come back, there's several words in here that are almost, well, if you can pick them out, they'll kind of ruffle your feathers. Let's stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back on the Common Sense Coalition, our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome, and back to NASCO. NASCO stands for the North America's Super Corridor Coalition. Now, this is a group of people that gave birth to this idea of having this streamlined highway all the way through the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Now, let me go back and just pick out a little bit of that information. It's dedicated to developing the world's first international, integrated, and secure multimodal transportation system. Multimodal means there's going to be all kinds of transportation out there, mainly trucks and trains, railroads. Let me go back to the secure part. I have not, you know, I get this in bits and pieces, but seems like there'll be somebody here will send me something, somebody somewhere else will send me something. And somewhere along the line, I've seen a draft of this thing. It's like a blueprint. And it's going to be four lanes of highway going north, four lanes going south, two railroad tracks in between, one going north and one going south. And it's going to be secure, because you and I aren't going to be able to get on it. It's going to be secure because there'll be very few exits or off or on ramps. They're going to be miles and miles and miles apart. And then I understand that it's going to be a fenced thing, that you can't walk across it. You, in other words, there's, if you look at it, it's going to be like the Berlin Wall as far as east and west United States is concerned. Now, I don't know that that's right. I have no idea. But something is behind all this, and for sure, the North America Super Corridor Coalition knows what they're doing. They are dedicated, they say, to develop the world's first international, integrated, and secure multimodal transportation system. Okay, now, let's move on here. There's a fellow by the name of Chris, I won't even try to pronounce his last name, but he's president of Kansas City Smartport. He frequently copies NASCO President George Blackwood on details of the negotiations with Mexican and U.S. officials regarding the Mexican Customs Office. Now, remember, the Mexico is going to have a customs office in Kansas City paid for by the citizens of Kansas City. It's coming out of the city coffers to build these things, okay? On an April 26th email from this president of Kansas City Smartport, included Blackwood among the first list of recipients in his message. He said he worked directly with the office of Senator Kit Bond. Now, Kit Bond is a senator from Missouri. He's Republican. And with Mexican government officials to apply political pressure to influence the State Department and the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to move faster in approving the Mexican Customs Facility application. Apparently, the Mexicans had to make an application for this, although the city of Kansas City is going to pay for it. Let's go back to 1998. Before becoming NASCO's president, Blackwood established the North American International Trade Corridor Partnership. Now, this goes back to 1998. That's 8 years ago. We didn't hear anything about any of this. At least I didn't hear anything about it. And 8 years ago, I was doing exactly the same thing I'm doing now, although I have a gob more contacts now than I had 8 years ago. But anyway, Blackwood established this North American International Trade Corridor Partnership while he was mayor pro tem of Kansas City. Now, this is how long they've been thinking about bringing this thing into Kansas City, Missouri, all right? The NAIPC, that's this group, held a summit meeting in 2004. It was attended by Mexican Secretary of Finance, the Minister of Foreign Affairs from Mexico, the Undersecretary, and the Deputy Council of Mexico, along with the Council of Mexico. They held all that in Kansas City. Also in attendance was Kansas City, Missouri's Mayor Kay Barnes and the President and CEO of Kansas City Southern Railroad, Mike Haverty. Then, I don't have the picture here, but this is part of a newspaper clipping. Photographed on the first page of the summit executive summary is Robert Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R. Now, we've discussed Robert Pastor before because he works for the Council of Foreign Relations. Okay, but he's an American University professor, and he has written, and here's the name of his book, Toward a North American Community. That's the name of his book. It promotes the development of a North American Union as a regional government and the adoption of the Amero as a common monetary currency to replace the dollar and the peso. Interestingly enough, he was vice chairman of the Council of Foreign Relations task force entitled Building a North American Community. And that is the book that we have here. You can get it right off the Council of Foreign Relations website. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Every now and then, there comes along something so different and unusual that it makes you kind of tilt your head and say, Well, that happens every month all across the country after folks read their monthly edition of Derry Brownfield's Common Sense Chronicle. Each month, Derry tells it as he sees it and reports the real news and how it's affecting the American way of life. The Common Sense Chronicle is packed with guest articles and regular features, plus a handy chart that tracks the topics of Derry's daily one-hour radio show and ordering information. A yearly subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. You can take the Chronicle for a test drive and ask for a complimentary issue at no cost. Then to order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
When I agreed to the settlement, I thought it was a good idea.
I have settlement payments from a lawsuit.
Most of my payments were years away.
But things changed.
I really needed my money now.
When you settled your case and agreed to wait for payments on a strict schedule, it seemed like a good plan. Then your life changed. Now you need a place to live. Now you need to pay bills. Now you need to care for your family. You need your money now. Instead of waiting years to collect insurance settlement money, call Novation Capital at 800-462-1609. That's 800-462-1609.
Then I call Novation. They worked hard to get me my cash as soon as possible.
You don't have to wait years to collect your insurance settlement money. Call Novation and get more cash now. 800-462-1609.
Thanks, Novation.
Novation Capital, an Encore Financial Services company. Call 800-462-1609. That's 800-462-1609.
Precious metals moved higher Thursday on technical buying as oil prices eased and the dollar remained volatile amid speculation the U.S. labor report on Friday will come out strong. Gold closed in New York up $6.70 to $634.20 an ounce. Silver closed up 20 cents to $11.57 an ounce. Tangible commodities again outperformed stocks and bonds in the first half of 2006. More at SwissAmerica.com. And now this.
Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. 5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says silence is one of the hardest arguments to refute, Derry Brownfield.
And here we are. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Now, back to this Robert Pastor guy. He is a college professor, and he wrote the book Toward a North American Community. And he wants to do, in this book, it explains everything that's in the Council on Foreign Relations book. I don't know if they copied it, or I don't have his book. I just have the one on Council of Foreign Relations. But obviously, they're the same because he talks about the Amero. You know, we're going to do away with the dollar. And we'll call it the Amero, just like the Europeans call theirs the Euro. And this whole thing, he has it all planned out here in his book, they say. And the Council on Foreign Relations then had him as vice chairman of this task force entitled Building a North American Community. And that's the title on the book that you can get from the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a blueprint for using bureaucratic action within the executive branches of Mexico, the United States, and Canada to transform this current, what they call, trilateral security and prosperity partnership of North America. Now, this, there's no way that this can possibly stand constitutional scrutiny. The people that are doing this have to be traitors to each of their countries. Traitors to each of their countries. Because How can we have a president that can just say, here's what we're going to do, and sign a Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America agreement, and they signed the thing back in May of 2000. What was it? May of 2005. It was a year ago when they were. It wasn't in. I don't know. They were in Texas. They're in Waco, Texas, and they did it at the college there in Waco, and then they went out to Bush's farm. But we didn't know any of this. The news media didn't tell us a thing about any of this. It all just sort of started coming out of the woodwork. So anyhow, here we are, and now we're going to build this superhighway, so all this is coming to a head here. Now, WorldNet Daily's been talking about it over a period of time, but WorldNet Daily, they didn't know either the people at WorldNet Daily didn't know either for a long time. But this Kansas City Smart Port, is going to utilize the Mexican ports, where they'll unload containers from China in the Far East as part of the North American Free Trade Agreement Superhighway Plan. They're going to unload them in Mexico. Then they're going to allow Mexican trucks on U.S. roads. And as I said, the Kansas City Development Council has insisted the port is going to be there in Kansas City, and it's supposed to be restricted to railroad traffic. Now, the Mexicans are saying, oh, we're going to drive trucks. But the Kansas City Southern Railroad says, no, it's going to be trains. If they're not going to drive trucks, then why is this going to be four lanes going north and another four lanes going south? Anyhow, the railroad link is nothing new, they say, other than the fact that Kansas City Southern acquired the Mexican railroad serving this port. And that Mexico, that major work has been done on the port there in Mexico so that it has higher capacity and can handle larger containers. Okay? Now, I'm going back to these two individuals that write the emails, all right? On January the 7th, this Eaton writes, they're still going back and forth on the rail and truck focus. However, according to Manuel, the Mexican customs official, the first stage will most likely be rail only, with trucking added later. A few minutes later, Hoffman answers, supporting the phase-in strategy, my feelings is that we need to get this done in such a way that the Mexican customs facility is successful when it opens. If it starts small, that's fine, as long as there is productive work that we can point to as evidence the effort was worthwhile. We can expand to trucks after getting the process up and running. Now, doesn't that remind you of the animal ID draft plan? Let's call it voluntary. It's going to be voluntary. But once it becomes voluntary, when everybody doesn't sign up, it's going to become mandatory. Okay, we're going to build eight lanes of highway, two lanes of railroad, but it's just going to be railroad. But once it's up and running, we can phase in the railroad. Okay, I mean the trucks. The emails are consistent with a position paper written by Eaton, authored for the Montreal-based Institute for Research on Public Policy. It's entitled, Roads, Trains, and Ports, Integrating North American Transport. Eaton argues railroad transport should be developed as a first mode to bring containers from China through Mexican ports into the United States because one unit train can carry equivalent of approximately 250 trucks. Eaton goes on to argue that the use of Mexican trucks was impaired by the poor condition of Mexico's roadways and the wear and tear on Mexican trucks resulting from overuse. He concluded North America would be well served by linking its rail infrastructure and systems, which has been advanced by Kansas City Southern's acquisition of the Mexican railroads. So, for whatever it's worth, these are the planners. They have written the plan. They have drafted the plan. And they are working the plan. What is the old saying? Go plan your work and work your plan. Well, the plans are there. And the people that are behind this, although the news media never covers it, they don't do anything, apparently, to cover it up, because most of these documents you can get Just like the CFR thing, the Council on Foreign Relations, it's all there in black and white and relatively simple to read. I mean, they use some of the New World Order language, but much of it is written in English and plain English so that you and I can understand what they're talking about. Anyhow, so much for Kansas City, so much for the Kansas City Southern Railroad, so much for the NAFTA Superhighway. But one of these days, and it's coming fast because they've already started construction on it in Texas. Anyway, I have kind of an interesting thing here. I got it from Ron Paul. Ron Paul is Republican on the House of Representatives from Texas, and one of the very few people that believe in the Constitution and swearing the oath of office to uphold the Constitution in Washington. But anyway, he had an article out that came out a day or two ago entitled, "Why Are Americans So Angry?" And it's a long article. There's 9 pages here. And I kind of scanned through it, and I thought, well, he doesn't really tell us why Americans are angry. Let me just read a couple of statements from him. He said, "I've been involved in politics for over 30 years, and I've never seen the American people so angry. The anger and frustration among people are related to economic conditions. Yet today, according to government statistics, things are going well. We have low unemployment, low inflation, more homeowners than ever before, and abundant leisure and abundant luxuries. Even the poor people have cell phones, televisions, and computers. Public schools are free, and anyone can get a free medical care by going to an emergency room." And it goes on for 9 pages. He talks about it. I just picked out a couple of his comments here. "Almost as though people aren't exactly sure why they are so angry. They only know that they've had it and aren't going to put up with it anymore." Then his last comment, his very last comment is, "Yes, there's a lot of anger in this country. Much of it is justified. Some of it is totally unnecessary and misdirected. The only thing that can lessen this anger is an informed public, a better understanding of economic principles, a rejection of foreign intervention, and a strict adherence to the constitutional rule of law. This will be difficult to achieve, but it's not impossible and well worth the effort." Now, this morning, I get an email from Susan Fasanella. Susan says, "I am angry." And Susan knows why she is angry. She says, "The Honorable Ron Paul's piece on why Americans are angry really stirred me to respond." She says, "I'm a 51-year-old woman. I've been married to the same man since 1976. I'm the secretary office manager for a small legal firm in Washington, D.C. suburbs. My husband manages a wine and spirit store. I have 2 sons, age 26 and 22. I know why I am an angry American. I am frightened because America isn't the same country that it was when I was my children's age. Allow me to share with you some of the reasons why I am an angry American." We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you exactly why Susan Fasanella is upset. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic.
The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
And talking about Ron Paul of Texas, and he has this paper 9 pages long on why Americans are so angry. And then Susan Fasanella says, hey, I know why I'm angry. And she says this: I am angry because my government has been taken over by liars, thieves, thugs, deviants, and micromanagers. The propaganda it produces rivals that of the most fascist dictatorships. My government perceives my intelligence to be that of a jar of pickles, incapable of making the smallest decision. My government takes it upon itself to shove its nose into my pantry, medicine chest, bedroom, family room, doctor's office, workplace, and everywhere else it thinks I need guidance to keep me safe. The will of the American people is ignored on every issue. If voting really mattered, it would have been outlawed long ago. I am angry because I am called a conspiracy theorist, because I dare to think on my own and question authority and its lies. The more I read about 9-1-1, the more it looks like an inside job that was allowed to happen, enabling the Patriot Act to be enacted into law with the ensuing war on terror following closely on its heels. I'm angry that the evil puppets in power think laws are created for the peon masses, and it is their right to ignore the ones that get in the way of their agenda. I'm angry that the media has sold its soul to the evil forces running the world. That my leaders have taken to calling my country the homeland, it reeks of Germany in 1930. I'm angry that Americans accept as gospel the propaganda that is routinely cranked out of the Washington lie machine. Yet the only thing that seems to matter in living rooms across America is who will be the next American Idol. I am angry that I am punished with high energy and gas prices because tree-hugging terrorists masquerading as environmentalists have handcuffed my country's ability to produce its own energy. I'm angry that I am constantly admonished for being a greedy consumer, because I live where I choose, drive a vehicle of my choice, eat meat, and use tinfoil to cover my leftovers. I'm angry that I am required to obtain permission, fill out paperwork, and obtain the correct license or permit for just about everything I do. I'm angry that property rights are a thing of the past thanks to court-approved eminent domain theft. I'm angry that the Constitution is routinely declared irrelevant, making it easier for a fascist police state and a New World Order to take over. That legislation is in the works that will require me to carry papers to prove who I am. I am angry that my right to own and carry a firearm is drastically regulated and restricted. I'm angry every time I see a young person detained on the side of the road while cops paw through their possessions looking for anything that could enable them to be arrested and dragged through the criminal justice system. I'm angry that roadblocks are set up under the guise of keeping roads free of drunk drivers. What has happened to my right to travel freely? Why am I presumed guilty without probable cause? I'm angry when Americans are terrorized in airports and treated like common criminals after they've paid for the right to travel within the private system. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. We have a few callers that have been holding a long time. I'll try to get to a couple of you at least before we call it a day.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
Are you a business owner? Do you accept credit cards? How would you like to be rewarded for every Visa and MasterCard sale your business makes? Sounds too good to be true? Now, instead of credit card transactions costing you money, reward payment systems can reward you for every Visa and MasterCard sale your business makes, with reward points redeemable for plane tickets, hotel rooms, plasma TVs, gift cards at national retailers, and much more. That's right. Every single Visa and MasterCard transaction your business processes each month will earn you valuable points you can redeem for great gifts. Best of all, there's no additional charge for you to start earning reward points. Find out how easy it is for your business to start earning reward points. Call Reward Payment System at 877-204-3628. That's 877-204-3628. That's 877-204-3628. 877-204-3628.
And we're in the home stretch here. Susan Fasanella goes on with her story to answer Ron Paul's story as why Americans are angry. She says, I am angry that America has become a nation of busybodies. We're constantly bombarded with messages to be on the lookout for terrorists, report suspicious activity, rat on our neighbors whenever the opportunity presents itself. Isn't this how the Nazis gained control of Germany? I'm angry that my government meddles in the lives of people all over the world, but looks the other way on the issue of what to do about millions of illegals who have crashed the gates of the nation. I'm angry that the thugs that run my country don't have the guts to declare English my nation's official language, that I have to search a package for English and push a button on every telephone system and ATM machine to continue in English. I'm angry that when I'm told I am a bigot, when I thumb my nose at the political correct people.
I'm angry that diversity and sensitivity training is being forced on people whose only crime is to dare to speak freely. I'm angry that the symbols, customs, and roots of my Judeo-Christian country are being systematically outlawed because my culture offends newcomers. And finally, I am angry that after working my entire adult life, I don't see retirement in my life's picture. My husband and I earn over $100,000 a year, but by the time we pay federal taxes, state taxes, Social Security taxes, property taxes, sales taxes, excise taxes, energy taxes, telecommunity taxes, fees, permits, there isn't much left. But please don't think I mind supporting every deadbeat and down and outer with his hand out for a piece of my pie that I worked so hard for. I love supporting the world. After all, it's the American way, isn't it? So says Susan Frassinelli, and I'm sure that many Americans feel just like Susan does. Now let's go to the telephones. Jane in Arkansas. Hi, Jane, you're on the air.
Morning, Derry. We've got a lot of angry animal owners here in Arkansas who have organized the Arkansas Animal Producers Association. We're having a statewide meeting in Conway at Agora, which is a conference facility, Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Time is short, so let me give people where they can find out more information.
Okay.
The featured speaker will be Joel Gill from RKF, but also Terry Chapman from Livestock Marketing Association will be there, and leaders from Texas, Missouri, and Oklahoma involved with NAIS and Liberty Ark Coalition, as well as the executive director of the Arkansas Livestock and Poultry Commission, candidates for office, and General Assembly members. So people have a chance to learn the facts, hear the propaganda, and give their responses to people with influence there at the meeting. If you have a computer, you can go to thepowerhour.com, check under upcoming events, or under NAIS, N-A-I-S, to get more information. Or you can call me after dark, folks, at 479-299-4334. I believe that the attendance at this meeting will determine the future of agriculture in Arkansas. We have to have a large turnout in order to be successful with our efforts with the General Assembly to stop this insanity.
You know, I'm surprised LMA is going to be there. That's a livestock marketing.
Right.
When we first read that major draft plan, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I called our friends at LMA. I've worked with these people for years, and I said, "Hey, this is going to kill you guys."
Yep.
Because LMA is the market associations. These are the people that are involved in selling livestock all over the country. I said, this is going to kill you guys. It's going to put you out of business. Well, we don't know. Do you know what they're going to say? And I don't have much time. We're just about it.
Terry is probably not going to speak very long. I asked him to bring estimates of what it will cost our sale barn operators to put in this equipment if it goes through.
Okay, hey, we're out of time. But thanks for the call. And may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.